Okay, if somebody is becoming depressed or suicidal because they feel that they are dispensable, they don't count at all, and how can somebody who is outside, somebody's observing them, help them? Yes, I think just being available for people to, if people can feel, somebody can feel that we can non-judgmentally understand them, then people are ready to open up. Actually, the biggest burden is the burden of a mask. Sometimes you think, if I'm carrying a heavy bag, that'll burden me. Yes, it can. But a mask, wherein out of fear of judgment by others, we have to conceal and deny what we are, our struggles, our fears, our problems. And then that keeps becoming worse and worse and worse. So the mask, which is worn out of fear, of course, to some extent, we all have lower desires and we discipline them, which is what is required in civilized society. But if certain issues are troubling us and we have nowhere to share that, then that becomes a burden. So if somehow we can give people the faith that we are not going to judge them, then they can open. And once they open, then we can direct their thoughts in a particular way. We can suggest certain things. But as long as people live in denial, then everything is fine. Everything is fine. Now, sometimes people are not saying they are fine. They say, I'm depressed, and they make a big show of that I'm depressed. But now, even then, actually, they are in denial of the possibility that they can come out of depression. That means they just accepted that this is how I am. And they think, if I try to change, and if I'm not able to change, then people will judge me, people will condemn me. So just let me stop trying itself. Basically, people need a sense of connection with others. So there are some areas in which people feel safe to open up. Say, if we are alone in our house, and we say we happen to be living in a locality where there's a lot of crime, somebody knocks on the door, we won't immediately open the door. That we will see maybe through our peephole or the security window who is there. Or we might just open the door slightly, keep a chain over there, and then talk who is there. So like that, often people, through their words, they open their heart a little bit. So if at that time we act in a non-judgmental, helpful way, then they will open their hearts further. And especially if we can connect them with some spiritual wisdom, some spiritual practice, during that connection that we have established, then even if we are not there, their spirituality will be there with them. So that means we try to establish a personal connection with them first, and then we try to give a spiritual connection to them. So it's how specifically to do it. If somebody is very seriously depressed, then it's best that they may need to seek some help from somebody who is trained. And they're not ready to take that help, then we can try to become the medium in between. But we cannot ourselves become too caught in somebody else's world. When we are trying to help others, we can't help people unless they want to be helped. The door to personal change can be opened only from inside. So unless they have at least some spark of change is there, otherwise we'll be beating our head, and unfortunately it will hurt us only. So we want to help others. It's like, conclude with this example, that sometimes a person is driving a car, and they get into the car, but the car doesn't start. I think it happens more in India than here. And if the car is not starting, then the driver asks for help, and then we have a dozen people come and they start pushing the car from behind, and they push the car from inside, the person from push the car from outside, the person from inside is also steering the car, turning it on, and then together they get the car to move. Now suppose there's people from outside pushing the car, and the person from inside is pressing the brake. Then people outside say, why should I keep pushing? Or if the person from inside has gone to sleep on the wheels. So then pushing will be a waste of time. So like that, sometimes people are just not in the position to be helped. And in trying to help them, we may get agitated and we may get depressed. So we have to be careful that we protect our own health. We don't get too emotionally entangled in other people's issues. And then when they are ready to be helped, we are there to help. Okay. Thank you very much.